Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Power Slide podcast for our Rally Safari review. I am Dimitris, and today I'm joined by Maxi.
Hello.
Silver.
Hey.
He threw me off. And Zenon.
Hi.
So, before we start the episode, let's all gather around and wish Silver a happy birthday.
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday, Silver.
Happy birthday.
Congratulations on surviving another year.
Yes.
It's difficult.
You're now legally allowed to drink in America.
Yeah,
how does that feel?
And I'm allowed to go to a casino in Estonia.
Wow. Oh,
why would you?
I don't know.
Thrilling stuff for everyone.
It is.
Now, Rally. Rally Safari was on last week. I'm sure you know. And it was better than last year. Definitely. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of teasing with the rain, but yet that never came. But the rally was decent regardless. It was a Toyota 1-2 with Calero Vampara winning, Takamoto Katsuta in second, Adrian Fumo in third, in fourth was Elfyn Evans, and in fifth was Thierry Neuville. So, a small rally rundown. Kalle led from the start basically and didn't look back. Hyundai suffered mechanical issues with the i20. Neuville had engine problems that dropped him from second to fifth on the second loop of Saturday. Lappi had a broken transmission twice, and he also hit a zebra and two birds, which also
in one stage.
Two birds in one stage. Tanak found a rock, and then that wrong led him to the bank. Unfortunately, he made a withdrawal, and that wrecked his suspension. So Tanak was off the rally, but he did get the most points on Sunday, despite getting a 50-second penalty, which turns out applied to the Saturday times because it was before the first stage of the day. Something that I had never heard before. The Lord works in mysterious ways.
But did he get the penalty on Sunday?
Yes.
Yes, but it applied to Saturday stages because it was before the first stage of Sunday. So it didn't apply for the Sunday standings.
Yes.
Least confusing rulemaking in WRC.
FIA makes sense challenge impossible.
So, now that you got the small rally rundown, let's get to the hot topics of that game from the event. The first one and the biggest one is that Hyundai, that had a very good start of the season with two wins out of two rallies, now did not have a car on the podium with a reliability being off again.
Yeah,
elaborate on
it. All right. Okay, so you talked about the issues Lappi had. Well, three of them were animal related, but also the gearbox twice. Then Neuville had the fuel pump emergency thing, which made him lose many minutes.
Fuel system, he said.
Fuel system, yeah. And at some point, he lost hybrid as well, I believe.
Hybrid is not Hyundai's fault.
Yeah. It isn't, but just him getting struck with more things. And then Tanak having some issues of miscellaneous nature at the start of the rally, and then having the rock in the middle of the road, bottoming out on it, and getting thrown into a bank, which put him out on Friday. So
What really like confused me. Tanak said that the mechanics were not on my car because they were fixing Neuville's car, and I am confused by that because at the end of Kedong, the first pass, he said car is okay, everything is good, which is something that he doesn't say normally. That's why I remember it. So, and then on the second day, yes, intercom.
Oh yeah, intercom as well, yeah. Oh,
and yeah. He forgot to do the straps. So Bonnet, oop.
Yeah. Basically what Neuville did.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Mm. Yeah. Well, it was way more fun in Sweden.
Well, Sweden wasn't very fun either, if I'm honest. Apart from Formo and Lappi, but in terms of Tanak, it wasn't very fun.
Lappi, also animal abuse.
Yes, yes. We say it twice already.
Yes, but
also zebra. Also many punctures.
Many punctures.
Yeah, large many. One.
We had like six in the first loop of Friday or something crazy like that.
Not the first loop of Friday, on the first loop of Saturday.
Okay.
Evans, who was fourth, had to stop and change tires twice.
Mm-hmm.
Katsuta had a double puncture in Sleeping Warrior. Neuville also had punctures.
At some point, Solberg had a double as well, I think.
Yeah, he had two punctures on two different stages. Monsters from Luxembourg.
that little rock was a bit more elevated than the entirety of Luxembourg.
Wasn't he technically born in Belgium?
Not technically.
He was born in Belgium. So he's from Belgium.
Oh, no, not another Belgian that pretends to be another country. There he is! who benefited from Hyundai's reliability woes was Formo, who got his second podium in two successive events.
Yeah, which there was the stat that it's the first time someone has gotten a second podium right after that taking their first one since Sordo in 2006.
Yes,
it's immediately got picked up by WRC comms.
Where they found that.
Yeah, off of Auntie's Discord server.
Yeah. And somehow, the Ford Puma has been the most reliable car this season.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Which goes to show what happens when a team gets rid of Tanak. Their car suddenly becomes reliable.
That man, I will say it again, he's cursed. Every single team he goes to, the car starts breaking.
I can put a very positive spin on it, but not one for Tanak. He basically pushes the car to its limits, fucks off the team, and the team finally decides to do something against the reliability issues Tanak showed.
Well, I mean, explain his teammates having
issues. His teammates have the same issues as well. Because literally, every time...
It's the aura he brings.
He had reliability issues in Toyota. After he left Toyota, Toyota became made of bricks. Then he had reliability issues for 3 years at Hyundai. Left, Hyundai was a tank last year. He had lots of...
He now rejoins Toyota. Yeah.
Hyundai. Hyundai goes back to crap. So the M Sport was crap last year. Now it's a tank. It's just... It makes no sense.
Do you know who had similar, like, reliability woes all the time? Petter Solberg.
But that's also Petter Solberg.
What?
I don't know, nothing.
No, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, no, no. No, not important.
we'll watch also, it back.
Also, both one-time champions.
Mm-hmm.
This does not look good.
It means Thierry might win this year.
No.
And I will retire from life a happy person. If Thierry Neuville wins this year's championship, I will buy waffles and eat them.
Right.
Yes.
Can I say something?
You can say whatever you want, Maxi.
Nice. From what I've heard from the German comms, at least, is that Toyota for Kenya had new tire hubs or wheel hubs, which were significantly harder to break than the previous version, which helped in Kenya as Evans basically lost only due to punctures and them having a 1-2 finish. So,
yes. Khaled didn't even have a single problem this entire rally. He was the only driver.
He had one slow puncture. That was all.
One slow puncture and one stage without hybrid. That was all. Like, the other one that was close to that was Formo, but he still had a puncture. Katsuta had two punctures. So, yeah, congrats to Toyota once again. They seem to be the kings of Safari. Kale said after his win, if car is first, is Toyota. I don't remember what he said, something like that.
Sounds Finnish enough.
If car, drive. And what else can we talk about? We talked about Toyota. Takamoto Katsuta is back on the podium, but it's basically because everyone else had problems. Same with Formo. Whereas Formo was basically on pace last time. But this time it was a bit of an attrition sort of vibe, I'll admit.
It was more vibing.
Sure.
He was there.
What bothered a lot of people were the points that were not very well distributed throughout the rally. Before we get to destroying the point system again.
Blowing is the opposite thing.
Yes. Destroying the point system again. I'll say this. The point system will only work if everyone pushes on Sunday. If half of the people push on Sunday, then it's going to give us disproportionate results such as this one. I like the principle of the point system, but it needs to be done correctly so that we don't have extremely disproportionate results like this one. If we have the results on Sunday, which is a big thing, you have 20 points for the winner, then 15 so that you only have the second place finisher get more points than the first one. Like, if they have a perfect Sunday, which with 7 points, okay. And power stage now gives way too many points, in my opinion. They should go back to the 3-2-1. So,
yeah, I agree.
20 for the winner, like, or 5-4-3-2-1 for Sunday and 3-2-1 for the power stage. Mm-hmm. If that happens, then the point system would be very good. But right now, it will give us a close title fight, but it's going to be completely artificial.
Basically, yeah.
We're talking about a close title fight. Didn't you make like a calculation if we had the point system?
I didn't make any calculations. I only did base.
Somebody did the calculations that for this rally to have a closer championship, the old point system would have been more beneficial because now Neuville got more points with the new point system against Evans than with the old one.
Neuville would have been leading the championship by 8 points instead of 6 after round 3.
Okay. Mm. I don't know. The fact to me that fifth place got only 1 point less than the winner is so foreign that I cannot defend the point system in any capacity.
Tanak got 11.
Yeah, and he retired on Friday.
Yes.
Also, he gained 2 positions overall on Sunday, but it counts for nothing.
It doesn't count for nothing.
Well, it does, because he gets no point gain from it. He only gets...
He got 7 points for Sunday.
No, he gets points from Sunday, but he doesn't get any extra points thanks to gaining 2 overall positions on Sunday.
That would have been 4 points, but he got 7 instead. That's the
no.
The point systems.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is that giving points out at the end of Saturday is a bit counterproductive to the whole thing because it kind of ends the rally prematurely, and then effectively go into a separate event on Sunday, which gives points completely independently.
It is a bit stupid. Yeah.
Sounds to me like you're salty because Cerveridis was ahead of Tanak by 1.7 on Saturday.
No. I'm all for the Great Jordan getting points because it's funny. Also, also, it would have been funny if Bertelli got a point in Sweden, but alas, he doesn't for finishing 10th. So this whole thing is stupid to me. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Put it in the bin. Go think a bit more.
Okay, everyone stay quiet. Everyone stay quiet. Zener, you may now speak for the first time.
Wow. The rally point should be given out on Sunday. I don't get why they're given out on Saturday.
It doesn't make sense. Like, the Sunday result doesn't affect your overall rally result in any way other than if you DNF on Sunday, you're null and void.
Yeah.
Which hasn't happened.
Hasn't happened yet, but it's a real possibility. Which even more imbalance into this whole thing.
I mean, it doesn't put imbalance if you DNF on Sunday, because if you DNF
on
Sunday,
you would have gotten zero anyway.
Yeah,
you would have gotten zero anyway. But for example, if someone retires on Sunday and doesn't get anything at all, but someone just drops a lot of positions but still keeps as high points from Saturday, it's an imbalance.
Basically, the trophies given out at the ceremony have literally a very small correlation to
the points
and results,
yes,
to the points.
Yeah, pretty much.
Here's the issue. If you're a part-time driver, for example, like Ale, like Ogier, like Bertelli, like Söderberg, if you get third, it means more to you than rather than getting 12 or 16 points. You don't care. So what they've done this way is they've told Newville and Evans and Tanak, who are fighting for the championship, right, you can push on Sundays and gain what you lost on the other days because of the part-timers, which I don't really agree with.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's just because for the part-timers, they don't care about the points. They care about, you know, getting a podium on their name or getting a win on their name. So they will just cruise on Sunday. They don't care about the points, which then puts the point outcome of the event into complete disrepair.
And also, Toyota had a 1-2-4. Hyundai had a 5-8-12
or something.
12, yeah.
Hyundai only scored 4 points less.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Than Toyota. But to their defense, they pushed on Sunday and got a 1-2-3. Whereas Toyota only had Evans to push.
Yeah, they
could have told Taka to actually try.
They did, but it's still stupid. You get 1-2-4. And you barely score more points than a team who has 5-8-12. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
But the way that the system is, you need to push throughout the rally, and they didn't. So,
yeah. But in terms of the, like, I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound like I'm trying to say it's woke, but in the spirit of rallying, this is not... It's not
where
how it works.
Buddy,
yeah, I know how it sounds, but in the spirit of rallying, this point system is insane.
Back in my day, 3 commas, there were 1,000 kilometer rallies.
But if you do a good job on Friday, Saturday, and then you have a comfortable gap to just consolidate on Sunday, you get punished for consolidating your position.
Yes.
It's not how rallies kind of...
As a civil engineer wannabe, I have to mention consolidation is really dangerous. So if you've built your house in a ground that's rather soft or swampy, then be careful.
I'm going to call concrete woke in a minute.
That's what happened in Citroën in post-Lerb. Yves Maton was the swamp.
Uh-huh.
Dimitris, wow. 2024.
Wow, very interesting.
For
all our civil engineer listeners, I'm sure that was interesting.
Or even Maton haters.
Or both.
That's a Venn diagram where it's just me. We also had WRC 2. Gus Greensmith had pee-pee-poo-poo issues on Friday. he overcame those and won the rally.
Mm.
Which is his first win in as many events this year. Solberg was second.
Yeah, Solberg nominating a rally and it going to crap as usual.
Second isn't crap.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it never...
No, in Kenya,
it almost never goes to plan when Solberg nominates a rally. It did in Sweden, but it usually never does.
Kaito was third.
Yeah.
Siaman was fourth.
Kaito, the first person ever to care about WRC2 Challenger points.
Yes. First person to care about WRC2 Challenger points, and the first person to care about the woke WRC2 subcategories. Apart from
Chris Ingram. Evans,
Chris Ingram with WRC2 Junior.
Yeah.
Who was fifth? I have no idea.
Charles Munster. Who, by the way, sounds, looks, and talks exactly the same as his bigger brother.
Yes.
And also dresses the same.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm fairly certain he had Munster's overalls from when he was driving for Hyundai in WRC2.
Tundo was seventh. Silver Thought. Silver, did you know that Tundo was actually 40 minutes behind? 46 minutes behind.
Yes,
Silver.
All right. Yes, all right.
There was a small miscalculation of 46 right. minutes, Silver. Yes. Did you know that he did not super rally Silver?
Yes, all right.
Yes, so that is actually 7 seconds a kilometer slower than Solberg.
Yes, Simi, all right.
I think that's not going to plan,
Silver. I get the point.
Did you know that Vasilakis would have been ahead had he not super rallied?
So, look.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you put Tundo in your predictions?
I believe second in WRC2.
Okay. Okay. You're a bit worse than me. I had him in third.
Oh my god!
It's not going to die.
For context, George got 30 points in his pick'ems. Silver got 15. Despite predicting a Toyota 1-2.
1-2-3 even.
1-2-3, yeah.
This didn't happen. But...
Well, while we're talking about predictions, do we go over them?
But we didn't talk about WRC3, Zenor.
Wow, Hamza Anwar. Hamza Anwar being,
the only one.
Being nearly 3 hours off the rally winner.
Jesus Christ. He had a super rally in the super special.
Yeah.
And super rally in all but one of Friday stages. So congratulations, Hamza Anwar. You are Kenyan and you have a rally.
Candidate for slowest class winner in WRC2 WRC history.
No, I raise you. Leon Bailey, Rally Lord. Japan.
Oh, God.
Last year.
Last year? How far off
was he?
Do you remember the highlights of WRC3 we're watching? Leon Bailey is currently leading WRC3. Well,
wasn't that Stephen?
Continues.
Wasn't that Stephen was Bailey?
I'm not interested, actually.
Hold on.
It's just Bailey.
No, it's Jason Bailey.
Oh, we were all wrong.
Hold on, I'll check what his result was.
I mean, he's Canadian. Like
he is. Hold on.
Maybe it was Keith Bailey.
No. He was one and a half hours off the rally leader. Hamza Anwar is worse.
Not super rally.
Yeah, but super rally doesn't account for an hour or 10.
He super rallied 6 stages, so yes, it does.
All right. Whatever.
So if you are Jason Bailey and you're listening to this podcast, please tell us why.
Oh my god, he was only 4 minutes faster than a Daihatsu Copen.
I was going to say, please write to us and explain why you were slower than a Clio Rally 5 and 2 Toyota GR86s, but sure.
Also, that was on the rally where Hiroki Arai got 10th in a Rally 4.
Yes, Rally 4 has gotten points overall, whereas a Rally 3 has not.
Yes, that is true. Right.
Thrilling stuff, this. Zen, would you like to start us off with the predictions?
I will. I will start with you, Dimitris.
I am Dimitris, yes.
You predicted Roman Perra to win, as did we all.
Mm-hmm.
We got that right.
Hey, we do know something.
We do. We know that Roman Perra wins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know much else, though. Dimi predicted Tanak to be second.
Gone well.
Yeah, he third crash in 3 rallies, yes.
Speaking of third, Nerval.
He could have had third if it wasn't for his engine issues. He could have had second if it wasn't for his engine issues. Or like fuel, whatever issues.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Fourth, Katsuta.
He was, I have my pace graph here, hold on. The WRC 2024 performance.
He had fun with this rally because everyone was cruising for half of it.
Yeah, I just put not push.
Yeah.
So Katsuta was faster than Evans on pace. Oh, so, okay. Yeah. I am okay with that.
And fifth, Formo.
So yeah, if no one had issues, this could have been the top five. So I win.
Should have cut it.
It wasn't there, so.
Shut.
Silver.
Oh, no, please, God, no.
You forgot WRC 2, Zenor.
I don't have those.
What do you mean you don't have those?
Really? WRC 2, I had two people in the top three, right? Greensmith first, Solberg second, Tundo third. And you forgot them.
Zenor, you said you had put them in Google Keeps. What happened?
Keep them. I put the top fives.
Did it become Google Lost?
Google
I
did
put
not
the top fives. I did not think about the WRC2s.
So Zenor, once again, will not be given any more duties in the podcast from now on.
I can find them if you really want them.
No, it's fine.
I guess. But anyways. Silva.
No.
How do you feel?
Best days.
I mean, out of the five drivers in the top five, I got three right, so. Not necessarily in the right position, but they were there.
Well, you got Evans, right?
Well, no.
Wait, no, you didn't.
He was in fourth. I put him in second.
He was, yeah.
And Tucker.
Evans was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You put Tucker in third.
Yeah.
And then Tanak and Lappi in fourth and fifth. Not as bad as me, though.
Oh, Lord.
I put Tanak second.
Oh, Lord.
And Lappi third.
Gone well, that.
I got Evans right.
Wow.
And then put Katsuta in fifth.
Great job.
Last one's Maxi. Maxi put Nubel in second. Evans in third. Formo in fourth.
No.
He's the only one that had
Formo in the top one.
Yep. No, Dimi had.
Okay.
He had the most faith in Formo.
Visionary.
And then Tanak in fifth.
Yeah.
Thrilling stuff.
Thrilling.
Exhilarating stuff.
How wrong we
were.
That's
what they strive for.
Not that much. I mean, we've had worse.
Oh, we've had worse for sure, but
way worse. Yeah.
Was it the irony of predicting a Toyota 1-2-3 at Safari and then a M Sport ends up on the podium?
There's been 12 possible podium positions in Safari. Toyota have had 10 of them. Tanak and Formo are the only non-Toyota drivers to ever stand on the podium in Safari.
Yes.
Well,
so,
modern Safari.
So Formo,
modern Safari. Yes.
So Formo is the first since Tanak in 2021 to be a non-Toyota driver on the podium.
Yes.
Thank God.
This means that he's winning the championship this year. He's the Juan Mir of WRC.
I mean, he was, to be fair, he drove very smart. And he just stayed out of trouble and took the position. He didn't
insanely
go for pushing.
Mature drive.
Very mature. He didn't go for pushes. He didn't run into issues. Clean driving. Very nice from him. And also, one thing I kind of stumbled into when thinking about Formo's career so far, it's eerily similar to Tanak's early career. Being in M Sport, getting sacked back in WRC2, and then M Sport takes you back and you cook. Eerily similar. No thoughts? Okay, no thoughts.
Head empty.
Yep.
Next on the WRC calendar is Rally Croatia, which might also be the last Rally Croatia as of now.
And Safari might be the last Rally Safari.
And Safari.
Going well here.
it's going well. Let's just hope that the next one isn't the last rally Portugal. And then we hope that it's the last rally Sardinia, wholeheartedly. And then we hope that it's the last rally Latvia and Poland, not rally Finland. Definitely not Acropolis.
No, Poland can stay.
No.
It should.
Poland. Or it should become a tarmac round, like it was back. Poland.
Yes, Poland. I vouch for that.
Poland stays until the first tractor on stage or spectator waving his hands in front of a jump. Pretty much. Also, speaking of Croatia, quite a few drivers are doing the Quattro River Rally Karlovac as a practice.
Karlovac.
Whatever. Pepe Lopez, Lauri Joona, Nikolai Gräzin, Romet Jürgensen in for JWRC. And I think that's about it for anyone notable in terms of WRC.
There is one more that you didn't mention.
Is there?
Gräzin.
I said Nikolai Gräzin.
So
you didn't listen.
Yeah, it's quite weird when you have news that you reported read to you by someone else. Silver.
Yeah.
You forgot someone.
No, I didn't. Pepe Lopez.
Anto Katic.
No.
In a Ford Sierra.
No, I don't think he's doing WRC.
He might, you know.
Would you like me to talk about the DS3s?
No, not really. But there is a Mini Cooper S that I quite like.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a Mini Cooper S, write to us. Don't. That's all.
Right. No thoughts? RMT?
No other thoughts.
Yeah, oh my god, there's
an RGT.
Yes, there is. There was one in Rally Sprint Molon Lave.
Wow.
It's a graphic
rally.
Even. All
right.
Oh.
Should we wrap it up?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was
would
that?
Would you like to do the end?
Ah.
Me stalled.
Thank you very much for listening to the Power Slide podcast on this Rally Croatia. Rally Croatia, Rally Safari review. We will be back for the Rally Croatia preview with unspecial guest.
Yes.
Ooh, oh, wow.
Someone who may or may not be going to the rally.
Oh, yes. It's Andreas Mikkelsen. No, it's not.
Be amazing.
It's always Panak. Oh, no.
Yes, welcome it's to our first Schindler. Estonian rendition.
Yes. Thank you very much for listening to the Power Slide podcast, and goodbye. See you in Croatia.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.